Okay, today's daf is Brachas Yerushalmi Daf Tes. And today's sponsors, again, the months of sponsors are Dr. Michael and Linda Elman. We thank them for their sponsorship. Lili Nishmas, their parents, Reb Yehuda Bar Bichil Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Reb Chaim Asher Fegelman, Reb Gershon Lipa Ben Reb Leib Azriel Rubin, and Basha Bas Reb Binyamin Rubin. We thank them for their sponsorship. The Neshamas should have an aliyah. So here we go. We are on Daf Tes. And just one har, I got a number of emails, but I'll mention it about that Rabbeinu Tam quoted in the Arzarua yesterday. So I mentioned that it's not quoted generally in the poskim. What I meant to say there was that when the poskim discuss, when the tour, when the preacher discuss svaras and defenses for adding in the psukim Friday night, they don't quote that Rabbeinu Tam. That Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in Arachayim, in the Ramah, in Hilchos, in Hilchos Smichas Gula Tfila on a weekday, right? That daya is quoted. So that is true. In Simin Kuf Yud Aleph in Arachayim, the Ramah does quote that daya, but says it's better not to rely on it. Better not to rely on it. The Yesh Omrim says the Ramah, Hadas Rachlis Bagulat Tfila, Haino Davka Bechol Abiyantif, Ava B'Shavas, Ein Tzarech, because of the reason we said Yantif and Shabbos is not a Yom Tzara. And then the Ramah says also another reason, but he says, Tov L'Hachmirim Lo B'Makam Tzarech L'Kach. So it is quoted in the Ramah. But in our, what I meant to say was that in our context of Hilcha Shabbos, defending those psukim, specifically the Torah does not mention it, and the others. Okay, so let's get back to our discussion. So the Gemara was in the middle of a question. The Gemara said, how did Rebbe Gamliel paskin for his children against the rabbin? Because after all, we have all these other opinions of great rabbis, great tanoim, who were arguing against the rabbin, and when they did not paskin that way, because they realized that they were outvoted. Rabbi Meir did that in the context of refuah b'Shabbos, about this type of making this mixture in order to smear in one's body on Shabbos, and Rabbi Kiva did it in the context of a tumas ohel shaila, about tumah mishne mesim, the combination, and also he said tahar. By the way, the Mara Folda says that even lachumra. That's even lakula, saying that even though I'm machmir, I'm going to be makel like the others and say there is no tumah. And now we're up to the third one, on the second line. Ve'nashkechana, and Reb Shimon Palag Rabbanan, beloved of the Kavasi. And Reb Shimon also had a machlokes tanam against the Rabbanan, and he did not paskin like his own shita. Kaitatanina taman, like we learned in the Mishnah in Mesecha Shvius. Reb Shimon Omer, kol asvichun mutar, many different pshatim, what exactly this means. So we know generally that there is a machlokes tanoim in the Midrashim, in the Torah's Kohanim, svichin, aftergrowths, things that grow by itself. Rabbi Kiva says that's asur daraisa during Shemitah, right? Because a svia kitzir kolosikzer, right? The svichin. We generally pass like Grover showed him, but say no, it's svichin rasur midirabanan. Why? Because these are certain types of growths that grow by itself, and we're nervous, Chazal, we're nervous that if these types of items that grow by themselves are able to be eaten during Shemitah, people are going to lie and say that it grew by itself, but really it was planted during Shemitah. So Rabbanan goes there, mishum svichin. But svichin only include, this is just lemaisa, and then we'll get to the Mishnah that's in front of us. There were only gozer on svichin that grew during Shemitah. Any type of growth that was even a drop growing before Shemitah, that is not called svichin, and that's called sixth-year fruit, for this purpose of the Gzeira Durabanan. There are pictures of the Chazon Ish in the kibbutzim on the ground, looking to see on Tzom Gedalia, to see if he could see any little blossom from the whole field. And if you saw a little blossom from the vegetable on the whole field, you would matter the whole field. He says, that's not svichin, that's considered growing before Shemitah. But they have the pictures of the Chazon Ish at these kibbutzim, checking to see if it's svichin or if it's not svichin. So now, but with that background, there's many different pshatim, three or four different pshatim in the Rishonim, how to understand this Mishnah. So we will go with the pshat of the Sefer Charedim, who quotes from the Rash, the Rash Bishatz, as follows. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Hasvichin. The question is whether Svichin, and the way the Rabbi Kiva Eger Mishnayis also discusses this, all Svichin are Mutarin. Chutz mi Sviche Kruv, except for cabbage Svichin. What are we talking about here? Svichin that grew in the sixth year. That is the context. Look at the Sefer Charedim. Kasav Arash, the Svichim shegadlu b'shvias asirim min haTorah. Right, this is like Rabbi Akiva. The Svichim that grew during Shemitah are asir midaraisa, as the Braisa says. Svicha Rabbi Elam Aser. The Hadashari Reb Shimon, that which Reb Shimon Matus here, are Svichin that grew in the sixth year, and were gathered and were harvested in the seventh year. So that's what Reb Shimon means in the Mishnah. All Svichin that grew in the sixth year are Mutter, because that's not called Svichin that grew during Shemitah, though we also Daraisa, except for Svichin Kruv. Svichin Kruv, Svichin, aftergrowths, or growths that happen by itself of cabbage, they grow very fast. It's very hard to tell the difference whether this is a sixth year or a seventh year cabbage. And therefore, Chazal said, you know what, they're all Aser. Because they might be seventh-year cabbage, so therefore, you can not have it even six-year cabbage. Chutz b'svichei kruv she'ein kayotzi bohen b'yarko sada. There is nothing else like it. Nothing else like it in other vegetables that you can't tell when it grew, and therefore Rabbi Shimon holds only this, all the svichei are mutter except for the svichei kruv. V'chachamim omrim, no, kol svichei mutarin. All svichei are mutter, all svichei, even the grew in the sixth, the Racharedim says, atu svichei kruv. Right, up to the Svichei Kruv, you know, just like those, you don't want to run into an Isser. So to here, you don't want to run into an Isser. So that's the pshat of the Charedim in the name of the Rosh. If you look at Rabbi Akiva Eger on Mishnayos, he knows there are others that say, Aser here doesn't mean Aser. Aser just means, no, you have to treat it with Kedusha. Right, and Mutter means you don't have to treat it with the Kedusha. So again, note that there are different pshat. But either way, for our purpose, there's a machlokas here between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Avid Uvda b'Shmitza. One time there was a story of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai during Shmitah. I saw one of the machronim in the back. Nesivos Yerushalayim says, oh, we have a Beferish Gemara, even though we know this, that Stam Rabbi Shimon and Mishnayis of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Right, because Rabbi Shimon, and now the story that's related that the Gemara is going to prove from here that Rabbi Shimon doesn't go like Yeshita, Rabbi Shimon by Yochai. Okay, so Avin Ovda B'Shvitza Chama Chad. He saw a person Malakit Svichei Shvias. He saw somebody collecting the Svichin. Amar Lei, Vales Aser, Vales Svichin Inun. Aren't these Svichin? So if they're Svichin, so what are you doing? Right, they're Svichin. Amar Lei. So the man turns to him and says, Velo atu shad matir. Didn't you give a shiur last week at the base medrash and you matered it? You said, right, you don't know like the Rabbanan. You said all the svichin are mutter. These aren't svichei kruv. So you said they're mutter. Amar lei, ve'ein chavei rai chalkin alai. But don't the Rabbanan argue on me? And the halacha is like the Rabbanan. Yachin v'ram halacha garabim. And therefore, said Rosh Hashanah, you can't be meiko like me. You have to be machmer like the Rabbanan. V'kari lavei, and he called upon him the pasuk from Kohelet that Chazal says is referring to those who violate isurim. Uparitz gedi yishchenu nachash, right? Someone who breaks down the fence. Most of the time in the Gemara, this is referring to isurim to Rabbanan. But either way, uparitz gedi yishchenu nachash should be bitten by a snake. V'chein havislein and kachave, and that's what happened. But question mark. So what do you see from all of these cases that even when there's a Tana that argue on a Rabbanan, they don't go like their own Shita? So now, finishing up the question, Rabbi Gamliel Palagar Rabbanan Vada Uvdan Kavasei. And the Rabbi Gamliel argues on the Rabbanan and he follows his own opinion right in the story. Right? He tells his children, you know, you can still say Kriya Shema the whole night, but didn't the Rabbanan say that you can only say Kriya Shema until Chatzos? Amazing. He saw this man, and even though he himself gave that shiur the previous week, still he says you have to go like the Rabbanan. So the answer is Shan Yehacha. One, two answers in the Gemara. Number one, Shan Yehacha Shilu Shinun. Maybe really Meikar Adin the Shita is like the Rabbanan, and pass like the Rabbanan. If it passes like the Rabbanan, then it's over, and you miss Kriya Shema. But he was telling his children, you know, for Shinun. You still get, like the Gemara says, you get tzchar for Kriya Shema ki Adam HaKore BaTorah. Meaning it's like learning Torah. But it's kind of like the Sefer Charedim says, Tashlumin, even though it's not really Tashlumin. We'll see in a second, right? That's what he says. The Chayavin Lav Dafka. So even though the language of the Mishnah is, he tells his children, Chayavin Anatem Likros, you're obligated. That doesn't really mean you're obligated. Right? Ela Kakore BaTorah. Ukimo Piraon Tfila. Lemisha Shachach Tfila. It's like, it's a payment, right? You owe it. You missed Kriya Shema Bizman, so at least do Kriya Shema La'achar Zman. So it's really not getting the schar for the Kriya Shema Bizman, but only Kriya Shema La'achar Zman. Says the Gemara, Me'ata Api Shalom Rashachar. If that's true, then what's their whole thing? He says to them, oh, if it's not dawn yet, say Kriya Shema. If this is after the Zman anyway, and you're not getting the credit for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis Bizman, that even if it was after dawn, why didn't he tell them to say it? So we'll get back to that. Let's just finish the set. So the Gemara gives a different answer. The istaboy meimer taman hayu yecholon l'chaim divrei chachamim. Maybe, really, when do you say there's a machlokas? In all the examples that we gave of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir, there was a bona fide machlokas, and in those cases, you could go like the Chachamim. Each of them said, you know what? Go like the Rabbanan. Assume Tahar, assume this, assume that. But what are we talking about here? Here it's after Chatzos. What do you want from them? What do you want from them? It's after. You can't go like the Chachamim. It's done. Bramhacha for over Chatzos. They couldn't be Mekayim. So on my loan, uvdin, uvde kavase. So do at least say it. At least say it. So in a case where you could go like the other shita, then he would tell him to go like the other shita. But in a case where you can't, it's already done. So then he said, go like me. So the question is, this is the last line of the sugya. Does this line change the mentality of what the Yerushalmi was assuming up until now? Meaning, maybe this line is saying, and this is what that first, we read this yesterday, the first Rashi ben Brachas, maybe this line is saying, even the Rabbanan would agree in this case. The whole machlokes is lachadchila. Is there a lachadchila to say Kriya Shema before Chatzos? But once Chatzos is done, so then even would the Rabbanan say, don't say it? Did the Rabbanan wipe out the Zman? This is the issue of Rabbeinu Yonah, the first daf, Aleph and Aleph, and the daf Yerif in Brachas. Rabbeinu Yonah wonders, when the Rabbanan said, right, and therefore until Chatzos, did they wipe out the time afterwards? And therefore, if you come back at 2 in the morning, you might as well not say it, because you're not even going to get any credit on a Daraisa level? Or no, they say, do it till Chatzos. If you missed it, then you can still do it. It would be a chiddush to say the former. The Rabbanan have that power. This is part of the larger sugya of the Rabbanan affecting daraisas. Remember Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Gimel, where Tosfos uses a lashon of if there is a sukkah that is pasul midirabbanan, right? Let's say it's a sukkah that the table is outside and you're sitting inside. The Rabbanan said don't eat there because you might come to eat outside the sukkah. So the language of the Mishnah, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. And Tosfos in Sukkah takes that literally. That filu midaraisa lo kiyem, right? Even midaraisa, the rabban of the power to knock out that. And again, there are similar examples. If you blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, right? Do you get credit midaraisa and just get an aveir midrabanan, or do you get no credit because the rabbanan said don't? Minchas chinuch in mitzvah lamed aleph, I think by kiddush. If I come home and say Shabbos is awesome, I love it. Was I yotze kiddush daraisa, and I just didn't get credit me drabanan. If I bench, I say, Hashem, thank you for the food, and bris milah and Torah, I can't wait for Malchus Beis David. And I mention all the things that you have to mention, but I don't say it in the way that Chazal told me to mention it. So do I get credit me daraisa and just not me drabanan, or the rabbanan have the power to say, if you don't do it this way, so then you're not yotze. So that's also Rabbeinu Yonah's discussion on that first page. So the question is, though, maybe this line is changing the mentality, and that's again is the Rashba. Vishema, I'll read the last lines of that first Rashba in Brachas. Vishema af maskana di Yerushalmi kein dibidieve diefshal akayim divrei chachamim lukuli amakorin afilu la'achar chatzos. That's he's talking about these lines that we just read. The Rashba is saying, on the surface, it seems like the Bavli is against the Yerushalmi. The Bavli says, really, there's no machlokes. The question is only lechatchila, but he says maybe the Yerushalmi agrees with that limas kana. There's also a big discussion in the Shagas Aryeh. If you want to look in the Tshuvas Shagas Aryeh, they're called Tshuvas, but it's really not Tshuvas in the same way that other Tshuvas are Tshuvas. In Siman Dalet, he talks about saying Kriyashma lachar chatzos. Is there a lechatchila to say it before chatzos or not? And he gets into this discussion as well. Is there tashlumin for Kriyashma? We've never heard of it really. Right, there's tashlumin. The only mitzvah we've heard of tashlumin for is tefillah. If you miss tefillah bizmana, so you make it up at the next tefillah. Right, if you miss lulav, there's no making it up. Right, if you miss any other mitzvah, there's no making it up. What about for tefillah? So that is a day quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Nun Ches Siv Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch does quote im lo kara bayom yesh omrim. Yesh omrim sheyesh lo tashlumin ba'arvis. V'cheinim lo karat b'kriyash ba'arvis, yesh lo tashlumin ba'yom. V'yesh cholkim. Right? 2 days in the Kolbo, that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. But that is that's an idea about if you miss kriyash ba'arvis, what's the downside? It's kori ba'torah. Right? To daven again, that's something different. That's something different. You can't just daven again without a heter. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan said earlier, halavai shiispala kola yom kulo. But generally, we say that you can't just do a mitzvah out of the time. That might even be bal tosif. But here, kriyashma, there's no downside really to it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, v'lo zu bilvad, not only, remember the end of the Mishnah, lo zu bilvad, not only by the kriyashma, ela kol sh'amr chacham ar chatzos, mitzvah sh'ash yalam ar shachar. Everything the chachamim said until chatzos, the mitzvah is really until the morning. Hector chalam ve'varim va'achilas psachim, our girsa. This is the question about whether this is the girsa. Mitzvazan ashiyala mora shachar. But everything that the Chacham said dochatzos, mitzvazan until the morning, really. And that's the burning of the fats in the limbs, hector chalavim ve'evarim, and eating the carbon pesach. Mitzvazan ashiyala mora shachar. If you look back to our Mishnah, koma shavacham chatzos, hector chalavim ve'evarim, v'chalane echalon liyom echad. It does not have carbon pesach in our Mishnah. These are different girsos that the Gemara is about to talk about. Do you have carbon pesach in the Mishnah? Meaning, does the Mishnah say that carbon pesach is also an example that the Rabbanan said you have to finish it until chatzos? Meaning, midaraisa, you have all night? Or is carbon pesach not in the Mishnah? Why wouldn't it be in the Mishnah if you hold that carbon pesach midaraisa is until chatzos? Right, that's a machlokas in the Bavli between that what? Well, the question is it Mida Araisa the whole night and Mida Rabbanan only until Chatzos, or is it even Mida Araisa only until Chatzos? So says the, and that's a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ben Azariah in the Bavli. In the Yerushalmi, it's going to be different opinions. So here we go. Anan Tanyanina Nachilas Plachim, we have the Girsa of eating carbon pesach also is the lotani achilas psachim. Some don't have the gersa of achilas psachim. Man tana achilas psachim rabbanan. Who has the gersa of achilas psachim rabbanan? Why the rabbanan would hold that mida raisa you could eat carbon pesach the whole night and mida rabbanan no only until chatzos. Man lotana achilas psachim Rabbi Eliezer. And the one who does not Rabbi Eliezer, right? The Sefer Haredim points out that in the Bavli we have different opinions, different names. Umay time at Rabbi Eliezer, what's the reason that Rabbi Eliezer holds that it would not be in the Mishnah? Because Mida Oraisa, you have to finish the Karban Pesach until Chatzos, no Markan, Laila, v'nemer lahalo Laila. It says, Laila, by Karban Pesach, v'achuas abasar ba Laila hazeh, tzliyeshu matzos, v'nemer lahalo. It says, by Makas Bechoros, Laila. And Makas Bechoros was Chatzos, ma Laila, sh'nemer lahalo, Chatzos, Afkan Chatzos. So we compare it to Makas Bechoros. It's not exactly like Makas Bechoros, because Makas Bechoros was at one moment. And now we're talking about you have until that moment. There's no chiyuv for all of Klal Yisrael to get their kezayis ready. And at the second that Chatzos, everybody eat. You can't eat a kezayis in 5 seconds. Even according to the most chamor opinion about how fast you have to eat your matzah, you know, it's not 1 second. Not 1 second. So what it means is that B'si Chatzos is an important moment. So you assume it's either at the beginning or the end. So we assume it's the end. So you can eat Karban Pesach all the way until Chatzos. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that you compare it to Makas Bechoros. Let's just do the next line. Amar Rav Chuna. V'les kein achilas psachim afilu kirabanan. Right, Rabbi Chuna says, right, that it's not true. Right, you see the Pnei Moshe says, klomar delohi. Even according to the Rabbanan, that min haTorah, eating Karban Pesach is all night, still you wouldn't be able to say it regarding afilu hachi, says the Pnei Moshe, lo matzinan lemisli v'hadi inach. You can't put it with all the other ones, that avar chatzos mutarin. Because of a different Mishnah. Ditaninan ha-Pesach achar chatzos mitame yasei adayim. Right? Pesach achar chatzos, after, when something becomes nosar, it's is usher to eat. It's isher karis to eat. The Rabbanan added on that not only is usher to eat, we don't want you to come to eat nosar, so we're going to say it's mitame you. Mitame yasei adayim. So that is a stam Mishnah in Meseches Psachim. So you see from there, at chatzos, there's tumas yadayim. So because there's one stam Mishnah that holds like which shita, Rebbe that holds like Rebbe Eliezer that it's chatzos. So as the Haredim says, we'd rather say that our stam mishnah here in brachas is also like Rebbe Eliezer until chatzos and mida araisa, and that's why we'd like to say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar, just like that Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar as well. Klomar, see the Haredim. The Rebbe Sasam Lam Beso Perakari Psachim Rebbe Elazar. Vimke Gir Sascha, and if you hold like your Gir Sakasha Stama Stama, right? There'll be two Stams against each other, so we'd rather not have that. So we'd rather say both Stams are following the same opinion in the Tanoim. And if the opinion in Psachim is Rebbe Elazar, because he holds only until Chatzos Midaraisa, so too in Maseches Brachos. And the Sefer Haredim quote many other examples. This, they have other stammas that are against each other, but not for us now. Two other points. Number one, Makas Bachoros at Chatzos. At Chatzos. I think we quoted in another context the Ha'ara at the beginning of Maseches Machas. Maseches Machas is all about Hilchas Avelis, right? It's also called Avel Rabasi. And at the beginning of Maseches Machas, which is all starts with Perek Rishon. Right, it goes into all the halachas of Avelis. Right before that, printed on the top of the page is a brisa. We're not sure, exactly sure where it came from. But if you look on the top of Maseches Machas, one of the Maseches Ketanos, printed in most Gemaras at the end of Avodah Zarah, in the middle of the night, Hashem smote all of the firstborns. Viksiv kili kol bachar, biyoma kosi kol bachar. Hashem says, biyom, on the day that I smote the firstborns. So is it at night? Or is it the day? So, Amar Yochanan, Ava Pishika Osa Makas Maves Mechatzi Alayla, even though Hashem smote them at Chatzos, Haisa Nafsha Mifarperes Bohem Adaboker. They didn't die yet. They didn't die until the morning. They had a Makas Cherev at Chatzos. They didn't die until the morning. Right? Ava Gadish Baruchu Amar Odia Labon. Okay, Bechulu, and he continues. What is this Brisa doing here? What is this brisa doing here? That's the question of the Nachlas Yaakov, the commentary in the bottom of the Maseches Machas. What is this brisa doing here? He asks at the beginning of Maseches Smachos. Yesh ladaktik lamai heviach drasha laschalas Masechazu kiva deimba ze hadrush nafkusa linyandina. This is all halacha lamaisa Maseches Machas says v'yesh liyashev de mindrasha zoshi smach v'raya laschalas Masechazu. This is a perfect lead-in to the beginning of Maseches Machas, a Charifus. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Adaf Lametes that there was a certain heretic that asked Rabbi Avohu, Elokechem Kohenu, your God is a Kohen, Shenemar v'yikhuli Truma, right? He took Truma. So, Kikavar Moshe b'may Tavol. So, when he buried Moshe Rabbeinu, how'd he go to the mikveh after? He had to bury Moshe Rabbeinu. So how'd he get there? He can't eat Truma if he's Tamei. So it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu. So he asked this heretic to Rabbi Avo, so what was he tovelin? V'chiten, if you want to say in water, but the Pasuk says there's not enough water in the world to fit God. So Amar Lei, so you know what he answered him? In fire, right? Because that's a better kashering. He played along with it. Fine, that's the, does that work? Fine, that's the Gemara. Asks Tosfos, why didn't the heretic ask a better question? Right, a better question. What did he say? He asked, how is he Tovel? He's a Kohen. How is he Mitami himself? How is he Mitami himself in the first place if he's a Kohen? Right, that's the Tosfos' question in Sanhedrin and Daflam Mites. So what is Tosfos' answer? Lokash lehech nitmati Yisrael nikru banam amakom. It was children, it was family. Family, one of the Zion Krovim. So if one of the Zion Krovim, he could be Mitami himself. So the heretic knew a little halacha. So he knew that that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu was able to be Mitami himself, because Moshe Rabbeinu was a Jew, but in Lamako. Fine. So says the Nachlas Yaakov. So now we get to Makas Bachoros, how I was Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitami himself. Those aren't Banim Lamako. Right? Those are Egyptians. They're not Banim Lamako. So how is Kodesh Baruch Hu? Anivalo Shliach, Anivalo Malach. He did it himself. So that's the answer, that they didn't die until the morning. And what's the first halacha of Avo Rabasi? Hagoses, haru kachay l'chol davar. Right, a gosei, someone who is in the throes of death, but he's not dead yet, so he's like a chai. Then it goes into, if he dies, what's the halacha of a gosei, then hilchas avelos. So says the Nachlas Yaakov, that when the Makas Bechoros happened, it was a process, right, this whole discussion, but this is a perfect lead-in to prove that a gosei says, haru kachay l'chol davarav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a metami himself, for people who are not Banim Lamakom. Okay, that is the Maseches Machas and the Nachlas Yaakov. There is also a big discussion in the the Achronim about the Avnei Nezer. Famous Tanai of the Avnei Nezer. We'll make it famous right now, those who don't know it. The Avnei Nezer has a tshuva relating to, right, one is, who do we possibly like? Who do we pass in like? Is Karban Pesach until Chatzos, or is it Karban Pesach until the morning? So that is a Sveika Dedina. Sveika Dedina, we're not sure, so we're Machmir. And Lamaisa Bizmanazeh, we're Machmir regarding Afikomen. Afikomen, which is Keneged the Karban Pesach, that's why Lechachila, we try to be Machmir and finish the Afikomen by Chatzos. What happens if somebody's just starting their meal and it's Chatzos, and what do you do? And so the Avnei Nezer has the Tanai. He says, right before Chatzos, eat a Kazayas HaMatzah and say, if the halacha that is only until chatzos, so this is my afikomen, and then wait till after. You're not allowed to have anything in your mouth after matzah, so wait until after chatzos, and then there's no halacha anymore. It's after the zman of matzah, so you can eat whatever you want. And then at the end of your meal, have another kezayis and say, if the halacha is like you should have to eat it till the morning, then this is my kezayis. That is the tnai of the Avnei Nezer in Aruch Chaim Simen Shin Pei Aleph. And so what's his chiddush? Number one, you can make a tznai on mitzvahs. Number one. You might say, you can make a tznai. I'm putting on tefillin, and I want it to be a mitzvah if what? Right? It's if it rains. How can you make a mitzvah is a mitzvah. Who says you're a bailus to make a tznai on mitzvahs? That's question number one. Question number two is, chiddush number two is that, you know, you might say, even if the mitzvah is only until chatzos of achilas matzah, the halacha of nishar tamatzah b'fiv might apply after that, after the chatzos. So who says if you hold like ad chatzos b'daraisa that you're allowed to eat anything after chatzos, right? Maybe even if there's no more mitzvah, you wouldn't be able to. The halacha of tamatzah would be all night. So you know, there's many achronim wonder about the this shita, the Shuvas Vanhagos, Rav Sternbach talks about it in Chelek Beisim and Reish Lamates, and all the more the Muzmanim, even more. Chelek Zayins and Mekuf Peches, and other Achronim get into the action here, relating to each one of his Chidushim, but again, it's a lot of Lumdis relating to that Avnei Nezer. Okay, let's continue. V'chol anechal on liyom echad v'chulu. And anything that's eaten just for one day, what's eaten for one day? What carbons are eaten for one day? So all kashi kachim, chatas, Asham Mincha, those are all eaten just for one day. But says the Gemara, Kol Hanachon Liyom Echad Kachem Kalim. This is including even the Kachem Kalim that are also eaten for one day. Right? The Pnei Moshe says it's the next word, Kol Hanachon, like Kol Arabos. Right? Even the Kachem Kalim they're eaten for one day, like the Karban Toda and the like. The Imkain. Lama Amr Chacham Vechulu Im At Hu Omer At Sheyala Amud Hashachar Hu Savor She. If you say so now, so this is like the end of the story, right? The children say to their father, you know, so but what the Chachamim? The Chachamim said it's until Chatzos. So Im At Omer At Sheyala Amud Hashachar Hu Savor Shelo Ala Amud Hashachar Nimsa Ochelu Mischayiv. What? Why is there such a gzeira? Because if you say you could eat it all the way until Amud Hashachar, so then a person might not know exactly the time, and they might mess up, and then they'll eat it after Amud Hashachar. They'll eat it after Amud Hashachar, and that'll be an iser of nosar, an iser kares. Mitoch shat Omer lo ad chatzos. Since we say only until chatzos, afilu ochel achar chatzos einu mischayiv. So what's the worst thing? It'll violate an iser drabanan. Okay. That's still saving him from the karis. Says the Charedim, it's the lesser of two evils. Lesser of two evils. Mutav. What's the other evil here? We're saying that you can't eat the karban, right? That you're creating noser early, right? And what's called nevim kachim lebeis apsul, kind of. So says the Charedim, mutav lahavi kachim lebeis apsul lema'etz manachilasan shlolechal achar chatzos. Better to limit the time of the carbon, so we'll have some extra nosar in the world, then to go into the world, the risk of kares for eating the carbon after the zman. So that's why the Rabbana knew that there was a downside to this. Again, kriyashma, as we said before, is there a downside? Well, if they would say you can't say kriyashma like that day in Rabbeinu Yonah, that would be something. But like the Rabbi Gamliel said, at least that vadeya, either l'shinun or they would agree even with the Evid. But here there's a real downside, that you're creating kachim nosar early, but okay, it's better than taking the risk of a karis. We continue. Mishnah. Okay, halacha beis. The second Mishnah here in Shas. Okay, it's on Daf Tes, similar to Shas Bavli, according to, you know, it's on Daf Tes also, the second Mishnah. So we spoke about Kriyashma Shel Arvis. Now, when do we say Kriyashma? In the morning, earliest time, Misha Yaker ben Tchilas Lalavan, Rebbe Eliezer Omer ben Tchilas Lakarsi, two different opinions quoted in the Mishnah. We paskin Amor HaShachar, Misha Yaker, which is a later time. Right, a later time, the difference between, let's call Tchelas blue, right, between blue and white, or between blue and karsin, or karsi, which is a greenish type of color, which is a later time, because they're close, to, the colors closer together, and therefore one would have to look more carefully. And again, this is all without any artificial light, right, all only with natural light. Ad, what's the latest time? Ad aneitzachama. Until sunrise, as we said before, the mashkimin, maybe the bnei mishpar weren't fulfilling the mitzvah kihilchasa. Rabbi Yeshua Omer at shalosh shos. Rabbi Yeshua says no until the third hour. Shekin derech bnei malachim la'amod b'shalosh shos. The third hour, because that's when kings wake up, and that's what does the pasuk say? Uvikumecha. Not when the great tzaddikim get up, but when people get up, and that includes even the kings. They wake up la'amod b'shalosh shos, and that's what we had earlier here in the Yerushalmi. The Yetzirah told David HaMelech, what are you doing waking up so early in the middle of the night? Don't you know when the other kings wake up? And he says, yeah, I'm not one of the other kings. Not one of the other kings. But Dafka, this was used by the Yetzirah against David HaMelech. Hakori mikan ve'elech, if somebody reads after this time, lo hifsid ka'adam shukori batorah. He wasn't mafsid. What wasn't he mafsid? That's a discussion in the Bavli. Could he still say birchos kriyashma after this man? Could he still say birchos kriyashma after this man? Right, that is a big discussion in the Bavli. If you look in the Pnei Moshe, it quotes the day that says, lo hifsid mi lavarech lefaneo lachareha, even though the time has gone, but you can still make the brachas. When it says shalosh shos here, of course, we know that means shos manios. That means halachic hours, not the 60-minute hours. And there is the big machlokas achronim, machlokas, it's known as the machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Gra, about how do you calculate shos manios. There are rayas, there's hints to it in the Rishonim, but the Magen Avraham says in Siman Nun Ches, you calculate the shos manios, you take the time from dawn, alos, until tesak achavim, and you split that into 12 equal parts, and that is one sha'a, one halachic hour each day. So in the summer, the daytime hours are going to be more than 60 minutes. Right, and in the winter, the nighttime hours are going to be more than 60 minutes. You split up the day into 12 equal parts, and the night into 12 equal parts. That is a halachic hour. That's the Magen Avraham. The Vilna Gaon says no. The Gra says no. Sunrise to sunset. Neisachama till Shkia. And you split that into 12 hours. And that is why the Magen Avraham Zmanim are always going to be earlier. Generally early. If you always look, Sov Zman Kriyashma la Magen Avraham, Sov Zman Kriyashma for the Gra. The Magen Avraham is always earlier because he starts his day earlier from dawn until Tzeis. He has a longer day. Right? The poskim say that maybe on Erev Pesach because of the Chumrat HaChametz to be machmir like the Magen Avraham. But besides that, the Chazon Ish has a line. It's Ki'ilu a Basko went out from Shemayim that the Halacha is like the Gra. Right, that we the world, this is like the grow, we pass like the grow, and that's why most are makbid for Zosman Kriyashma of the Vilna Gaon, which is the later one. That is the Chazon Ish's comment about Shos Manios. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here, B'ez Hashem, and we get into more issues relating to Tcheles and the like, B'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. We will stop here.